the King Post Bridge, spanning the water called the Narrows. Talk about the bridge logs and decking and where that wood comes from.
All of the wood bridges, kind of a signature for Michael and MVVA is the natural wood. It runs from the playground through our bridge work. Trillium is the company that actually put it together, but the wood is all treated. The design was Michael's design, MVVA's design, with HNTB, our engineer. It's not a very typical bridge design. It's very atypical. In fact, I think it's the first King Post bridge that we actually have in the state and probably the region. And then also the wooden bridges that are linking over by Swing Hill and the bridge that we have in the playground area, the Caterpillar Bridge, which looks like little caterpillar legs. All solid wood bridge, but that's kind of a signature for Michael.
And that wood comes from Oregon and Washington?
Yeah, all the Northwest.
It's a Douglas fir?
All from the Northwest.
Yeah.
And then it's treated to last a 30 to 50 year life, properly maintained.
You've got almost 12 miles of decking material out there?
Yeah, that's a fact I didn't even remember.
Right. The Quick Trip lawn, Great Lawn, and the Lake View lawn, it can accommodate 5,000 to 6,000 people.
We had over 8,000 for the roots on opening day.
Wow.
People were everywhere. The playground was packed. I mean, we probably had nearly 20,000 people on site for that concert. Kids were still playing while the roots were playing. You know, it was kind of an incredible day. We were always worried about how many people the park could hold. It can just hold so many more people than we ever imagined. The capacity of the Great Lawn is huge. I think it'll be a center point for a lot of great entertainment for Tulsans.
So this is kind of like a Central Park. Garth Brooks has appeared in Central Park.
When we designed it, we asked the designers, both for Lakeview and here, that we would run enough power and sound and video capability to be able to have that kind of concert. And we got it both on the Lakeview lawn, which hasn't been finished yet. That will be finished after the new pedestrian gateway bridge is installed and the new dam is put in. We'll start construction in early 2020, late 2019, and it'll finish up in 2021. The Lakeview lawn will open, but they've got huge underground vaults that have the power that we can roll our stages out and power and do all the sound and things. It was kind of the inspiration of Garth Brooks at Central Park, having that type of concert. We wanted to have that capability here.
You think you could do that?
We sure could.
Garth Brooks?
I don't know. He's an Oklahoman.
I'm just saying the concept.
You can have
That's
big concerts.
I mean.
You could have televised worldwide. We have all the capability to do that with our infrastructure here. Cox Communications with our internet, PSO, and One Gas with all of our natural gas. We have all the infrastructure needed to be able to power a concert like that.
That was forward thinking, because some major star will make a performance out here, no doubt.
That's what we would love.
Bike park, skate park, sports courts. The courts are inspired, I think, by some of your trips to Europe.
The sport courts are. When I was a kid out of college, in Europe, they have these multi-sport courts everywhere. They actually have these packages you buy. And we couldn't get them in the U.S. We showed pictures. I had a bunch of pictures that we gave the designers. We actually built the first ones here, the foundation did, in Kendall Whittier, over by the Educare building that we have there. Basketball, tennis, and street soccer were the three sports. Basketball and street soccer, that's what they play in Kendall Whittier. Those we actually built. We had the fence company build the little box for the goal. We cobbled it together ourselves. We were going to do the same thing here, and that's what we did at the Gathering Place too. But then the European folks were like, hey, we'll sell you these kits. But we'd already gotten so far along in our design. But yeah, we have street hockey, basketball, lacrosse, and volleyball. We've actually already had some high school volleyball games here, and we've had, I think, a high school women's basketball tournament game here. So they're getting used by the schools, but also the pickup games are huge. It's kind of cool because you'll have adults doing a pickup game, and some kids will come, and they'll invite the kids to play with them. So it's people really all ages playing together. That was kind of the goal. It's fun to watch.
We hear the term melting pot, but that's what's happening right there.
Totally.
Right.
The other thing I think that's fun is you don't see people on their phones. You might see them taking pictures of their kids. And I think it has to do with the design. I think it has to do with just how cool everything is. Parents and grandparents are engaged with their kids and their families. And you just don't see people on their phones. The mayor actually was the one that noticed that. And I've just constantly been watching it. People are engaged with each other, which, again, is the purpose of what the Gathering Place is about.
And we should say, for the record, that's Mayor G.T. Bynum, who is the present mayor here in 2018. About Central Park, has anybody from Central Park been curious about what you guys are doing out here?
We haven't had anyone from Central Park come.
Okay.
We looked at them. We looked at what was there. Mm-hmm. We went all over the U.S. looking at parks. Interviewed with the Chicago Parks Department, Hudson River Park System in New York, Battery City Park System, which had a really unbelievable program director and program. A lot of ideas came from them. And Balboa Park in San Diego. We've just been all over and took little pieces of ideas. The other places we went that we had a lot of inspiration from were children's museums. The sensory garden and the playground and the water play really are derivatives of children's museums' outdoor play areas. We took ideas from all over.
The power poles, we see those. Tell the folks the function of those power poles. Why do we have those in that sports area?
So it's an aesthetics. Instead of chain link or typical metal poles, all of our poles in the whole site are wood. In the formal areas of the park, you have what I'd call the dressed poles, which are the tall ones. The 45-foot ones are from France. The shorter ones were built in Kansas City. They're made to match, but they're made in different places. The tall power poles around the sport courts and the BMX pump track and the skate park, those are all just like a telephone pole or a power pole. Those hold up all of our light systems around all of those areas, all LED lights. On the skate park and BMX pump track, because the topography of the concrete and the undulation, you have to get the same amount of light in all areas. You can't have casted shadows, and that's so that it's safe. There's a lot of poles over there to hold all those light systems to balance the light across the surfaces of the skate park.
And it holds up some netting between courts and that type of thing.
Yeah, it holds up all the German netting. That netting, we saw a lot of that in Germany. They use that to hold in soccer balls and around their sports courts and such. But again, we wanted the details to be different than anything people had seen. We could have just put chain link and regular poles, but we wanted it to be unique and different. But yeah, it also holds the netting and the large gates around those areas.